Welcome to Bite-Sized Dental Marketing. And man, I want to talk about today where the offices think new patients come from, the ignorance behind that in 2024. And I want to have a real hard, probably unpopular opinion chat about how to figure out where your new patients come from.
Because when we were preparing for this, Eric, I was thinking, when you asked me that, my mind, obviously us being the dental marketing company, going, wait, are we going to talk about how I should be judging it and how, what if a dentist questions me? And your response was, no, let's have a conversation about how dentists should be thinking about it. Not just from marketing, but as a whole.
I think there's very few dentists that hire a marketing company for the act of marketing. I want to stay current. I want my website updated. I'm still going to argue they're not doing those things because those are fun things to spend money on. They're doing those things to grow their business. And by hiring an SEO company or a full-fledged agency like ours, you want growth. And it's production growth is fairly complex, but new patient growth is a little bit easier to quantify in terms of, I will say, like marketing ROI or marketing effectiveness or something like that. I find that it's significantly more difficult to really figure out where new patients are coming from than it seems to be. Like, it's one of those stupid problems, you know, like stupid problems are like, you know, I remember a story about, it was one of those like Colombian drug lords where he had to burn cash to stay warm in the winter.
Pablo Escobar.
Yeah. Of all the problems you have, this is a dumb problem. Like I have to burn cash to stay warm. Like how, you know, yeah. Like it's,
that's a good
stupid
analogy though. Actually, like, I like what you're saying. I think often dental marketing for me is I have to burn some cash to stay warm.
What are we doing here? Like, you're investing this money to grow your business. How do you determine how you grow your business? I think one way is new patient growth. And when I think about how most offices evaluate new patients, they ask them in the front desk or they ask them how you heard about us. What makes that well-meaning and yet still ignorant to me is I am not actually going to tell my journey to the front desk when I'm trying to make an appointment. You would have to get to know me, or you would have to really interview me in a manner that made me answer the question. So just saying, you know, how'd you hear about us? I'm going to give you the last touch point, or the touch point Google. I think I want you to know. Google,
a friend.
My friend Ian goes there. My wife is a patient. But you know what is not, I'm not saying my wife and I go to a different dermatologist. My wife and I go to a different primary care.
Correct.
Why do I choose my wife's dentist, right? Well, because what I'm not saying is I went online and I saw a picture of the dentist and the team. I went online and I read a bio about how they, you know, are passionate about giving back to their church and local community. I read reviews on Google, or I watched a video, or I moved into the neighborhood a couple of months ago. I've been seeing ads over the last 6 or 8 months, and I finally decided to call it. And
because
to me, that's like the X-ray of the tooth, right? Like the tooth is like the last thing I touched. Oh, I read your reviews online. Yeah, I mean, how'd you get there? How'd you even know to Google me?
The question of attribution compared to understanding is two different things. And I think that's where you gave, I liked your explanation of, okay, I understand Google. What does that actually help my practice?
If someone told me I came on Google, I wouldn't, did it come from Google Maps? Or the Google business profile?
Did you see reviews? Did you see my new pictures?
Did you Google something incredibly specific, like dental implants for seniors with diabetes? Like was there some very specific thing you Google? Like Google, that is wildly complex when someone says online or Google.
Can I ask you, I want to challenge you, how the front desk, how do I do that? Because I'm getting a call from Mr. Hubbard. I'm stressed as is. I find out it's a new patient. You can imagine as a senior sales executive, I know we don't like to call it the front desk, as a senior sales executive, you pick up the phone and you hear, yes, I've actually not been yet. So you'll be a new patient. Something clicks in that person's mind, and now I need to start doing the act, and I need to start doing the show. How do I get them to tell me all of that?
You don't on the call. I'm going to go the other direction. I don't give a crap how you heard about me. In truth, in that scenario, Mr. Hubbard, tell me why you're looking for a dentist today. Oh my gosh, you know what? Before we get into that insurance question, let me figure out what's going on with you, because that changes my answer of how I would, we're going to work together. I actually don't need to know your marketing channel attribution to get behind the question, because I believe in that engagement right there, that call, I am wholly focused on the needs of that patient, prospective patient, and getting them in the practice, being as helpful as I can.
It's not about me and understanding the patient at that point.
No. It's not about understanding your journey so I can attribute my marketing dollars to the right place. I like the idea, how'd you hear about us? I'm not trying to get into the conversation. I want to get into the conversation at the third or fourth or fifth appointment, depending on, what's going on, the second hygiene appointment. I want to come in there and sit down and say, hey, you called in a couple of months ago. Would you mind telling me, did you watch a video of ours? What video did you see? Or hey, what convinced you? On social media?
Yeah.
When you decided to call, do you remember what triggered you to call? And when they say my wife goes here or my friend goes here, oh well, did you check our website out before you called? I would collect those stories, and then I would go to my marketing team, and by the way, and I would say, hey, here's what I'm hearing in the office. Because on our side, we have a ton of data. I probably have that call captured in CallRail. So I can tell they called from the website. I can tell they called from, a social media number that we put out there. I can tell they called from an ad that Jake and Aaron and Mika. And to me, what makes this such a difficult thing is, we can't look at our x-ray of behind the scenes calls, and an office can't look at their anecdotal data about how they collect it. Those need to be married up. And I think that's where a lot of the frustration on both sides comes in, because you telling me that that's a referral is a very incomplete statement. I have a call, and I can attribute multiple touch points to that referral across the marketing channel. And while I don't think that a marketing team should get 100% credit for referral, I don't think they should get 0% credit for referral either. Because
which is very, very quickly can happen when there's questions around where is the marketing dollars going. It seems that on my source of new patients, it said Google 2 and it said referrals 18. So Eric, what are you guys doing?
And while I think that's our problem, the problem the office has is they think that those referrals came just because they were great. And I think that's part of it. I think that's table stakes to play in the game. But it also went because of the soft touches you did in the office. Mm-hmm. It also went because you do have a good website. You also do have a nice online presence. You do have an updated Google business profile. You did respond to reviews. Especially
your social media is relevant and has posted recently. It's not back from 2021 was the last post that was done on your account. And that's where we always say all of those little parts is what puts together the bigger picture. Eric, if I said to you, go to this restaurant, go take Mrs. Hubbard to this restaurant, are you just going to blindly go, I'm not going to Google anything. I'm not going to look at a review. I'm not going to look at a picture of the food. I'm literally just going to show up there without any knowledge other than a name. I mean, my wife would probably dart me if I did that. So, I can't imagine doing that. I'm going to go look at a review.
Even something more, even at a restaurant, certainly not. But even if you said, I've got a great place to get my hair cut. You and I have different hair needs. I acknowledge that. A dermatologist, a primary care. I have this great guy that's going to help you with your carpal tunnel. Like, of course, no, I'm not just calling in 2024. I mean, that's an incredibly, personal experience that I'm going to look at. Now, because it's a strong referral from you and I trust you and, I've got to sort of experience how you lived your life, I think the bar would be very low. I might just hit the reviews and make sure it's not a train wreck, right? But if it were a, normal coworker, or if it were a not my wife, I'm going to read reviews. To me, to bring it back to, I like the front desk asking where they came from because it's nice because we can capture it on the phone call that we listen to. But I believe there needs to be a separate conversation of like, hey, did you see our social media? What do you think about it? Or, and again, I think it can be any number of topics, but it should be a topic of conversation somewhere in the patient journey. And then it should be radiated back to the marketing team, because we can take those little nuggets or those little stories, and we can begin over the months and weeks to narrate an attribution strategy of how to better allocate those funds. And just saying Google or referral, truthfully, is I would rather not have it than be told that I have to now defend why, you know, this is happening, because it's just not that simple. And in fact, I'll even challenge them. Turn off all your marketing, shut down your social media channels, shut down your website.
Stop getting reviews, don't update photos. Yeah. Shut down
your Google My Business profile, and let's see how those referrals go. Because I promise you they're going to plummet.
Yeah.
Right.
And dentistry has changed. To the dentists out there listening to this now saying, you guys are a marketing company, of course you're going to say these things because that's why your services are valuable. And so, honest to God, this is just the way that it is. Dentistry in 2024, how patients and new patients from the data that we've listened to again and again and again and again, I'm not trying to sell you a service here. Even if you do these things yourself, or you have your daughter or your son or whoever do this for you, we're trying to say to you that it's not as simple as I got it from a referral or the patient practice. We're just great and the practice is great and everyone's fine and I'm going to keep getting new patients, so I don't have to worry. That's not how it works. And understanding, to bring it back to the topic that Eric started this with, the understanding of how these people are engaging with you online, how they value you online, why they decided to make that final decision, even if it was a referral or they found you on Google through search term, that doesn't matter. Understanding it, and the more you ask these questions, the more you'll realize, oh, they saw this online and they liked the website, or they liked this, and you go, okay, that stuff does actually matter in the greater scheme of figuring out how I got that new patient.
Do you know what this reminds me of? When you were talking about how dentists are like, yeah, but you're a marketing team. You know my response? Yeah, but you just want to sell me a deep cleaning. Like, how do you know I really need it? Like, no one ever wants to get the perio deep cleaning, right? Like they always think they're being sold. And the dentist is literally like, are you freaking kidding me right now? Like, your gums are a train wreck. Like, yeah. You need this. Like, this is what it reminds me of. This is our version of you need a deep cleaning. Like, no, I don't. And it's funny because the dentist gets so indignant when they're like you know, when how dare a patient question the integrity of my diagnosis. And the marketing professionals are like, we need to understand multi-channel attribution strategy. And the dentist are like, no, that doesn't matter.
No, that, I mean, that's this perfect world we live in. That's the push and pull of figuring this stuff out. But I do think at the end of the day, we need each other. And figuring this out and talking about these things of, this is how you're limiting me from being able to help you. And the dentist also saying, this is how you are not explaining to me enough why this makes sense. Let's have these conversations.
Yeah, we need the conversation needs to be had, because it's no one is right and no one is wrong because of, you know, either side, right? Like, marketing teams are trying to overemphasize.
There can be two rights to a story.
Right. There can be two rights. But I do believe that marketing teams try to play up, oh, but this was my patient. And any time, and you're right, we need to move out of this my patient, your patient, and move into the, are we growing new patients? And if we're growing new patients, let's talk about the wins in there. If we're not, let's look at why not. And that's where you're getting into, where do they come from and how do they hear about us and what channels did they touch?
I do like what you said there. Something I've probably been guilty of in the past, and dentists do it on their side too, is the, when we're winning, these are all of the reasons that I made you win, and you see the keywords are up in this and this, but then when we're losing, it's like, this is just the market, and this is just the, instead of being able to admit, and I know that's something marketers do. I know it's something that I've done in the past,
when we're all growing, I'm killing it in marketing. And when we're not growing, it's probably the market sucks.
But I think as we've evolved, especially within my role in client services, and I know, I mean, we just went through 10 years of pain-free, as you've grown, you realize, let's be partners in figuring out what is working and what's not working. Not the, when rankings are down or this is down, everything's down. It's like, you are to blame. And if I have not gotten a review from you in 30 days, the office is to blame. That's let's figure out what is working, where the new patients are coming from. On your point to that, I want to ask you something. In light of being honest, you once spoke to me about if we look at new patient acquisition and attribution in a dental practice, and as dental marketers, we need to lock eyes and be honest with each other. Realistically, what is being attributed directly to marketing and me just being a good dentist? And I know we've gone back and forth on this, and I would say, no, Eric, but look here, the rankings went up and then this happened. But do we have a straight answer? And the reason I say this is it ties in again to this bigger picture of figuring things out together and our ebbs and flows of, I'm not going to save your practice as we go into this. If you're not doing your part, we're not going to make it. If I'm not doing my part, we're not going to make it.
I think that's a great cliffhanger for another segment.
I like it. Yeah, because if we get into that now, we're
that's
not leaving.
Bear, it's a bear of a topic. It's a bear. It's are they, where are they at in their journey? How long have they been in practice? How established are they? Are they getting 20 fee-for-service patients a month or 72 PPO? Have they, you know, I want to think about my answer, but that's a great cliffhanger to end on.
I like it. So we're going to, let's do a little wrap up of today. I mean, what I'll take from this is it's not as simple as I saw you on Google. We need dental practices to, as you build that relationship with that patient, make it part of your culture to dig a little bit deeper in understanding their journey of getting to your practice. And as part of that, if it's then keep pushing your marketing agency or your dental marketing agency on, did we improve on these keywords? Have we gotten more calls on those keywords? And then did we actually convert? Because there are ways in which actual marketing KPIs, it's not all up in the air. Like, we can follow it, but understanding the bigger picture of what's our next steps in marketing and what's working, that's where the office can also do their part in understanding where new patients are coming from.
Nobody says it better than Ian. Well said.
Mr. Alvin, it's a pleasure.
Marketing.
Thank you very much.